Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. You guys already know what to do. Follow us on Twitter, ALPA underscore QB1. Instagram, ALPA underscore QB1. Facebook, a little pocket awareness. At the Mark John NFL, at King Manelos for Chris. So, Chris, we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of exciting quarterback action. Tua came alive.
Okay. You want to call it Tua came alive. Go ahead.
Came alive.
Tua came
alive. You know, I mean, you're sleeping on 450 yards and six touchdowns, bro. Tua came alive.
I'm not sleeping on nothing. I'm not. We'll get there. All right. We'll get there.
We got what else we got here? Jalen Hurts is coming up. Jalen Hurts is coming. And then, is that going to last? We're going to talk about that. You know, then we got some, Bucks and Saints and a whole bunch of stuff we're talking about today. You know, Joe Burrow, 0-2.
Thursday night football. We got Chiefs over Chargers. Of course, we're going to bring that up.
Yeah, we can talk about that game. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about this week. Of course, you know, we always start off with our own teams. And, you know, my team, they just choked the game away and lost to a college football team. So that was exciting.
Oh, Marcus, that
was exciting.
Ooh, I watched on my phone because I thought when it was probably same as you did, when it was 20-0, it was completely in the bag, and that's what your defense thought too. I think, and your offense. I actually think both your defense and the offense were like, okay, it's 20-0, game over.
See, what happened is I don't know if they gave up. Or that
dude,
Cliff
Kingsbury
excited. I don't know. See, it's weird because I think Cliff Kingsbury decided, you know what? We can't do anything else. How about we just go back to college? And they started running options and screens and quick hitches. I was watching the air raid. I was watching Texas Tech. And he was like, I'm going, he can't stop my Texas Tech stuff. So I'm just going to do that all game. And it was just like 7-7-7-7-7-25-7-7-7-25. It was just annoying, and then he'd run around for a touchdown, and then they started leaving their lanes. Like one time, Chandler Jones totally left his lane, and Kyler Murray looked. He's like, "Did he leave his lane though?" And he just ran for a touchdown. Literally, what Kyler Murray did. He's like, "Did he leave? Okay, very cool, man. You're right at the goal line." Held the ball out. He held the ball out.
Celebrating. I saw that.
He was sitting because Chandler Jones is an idiot.
He looks so stupid. But I mean, what can we say? They won. They pulled it up. Your team is trying to murder my narrative.
I know about the narrative. What did he do? They literally ran a college offense. So I'm not to the whole, you know, kind
of. You had them. You had them until the fourth quarter, and then your defense stopped playing, and your offense certainly stopped playing.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. Carr didn't throw to Adams enough for me, so I'm mad about that.
Two catches, 12 yards, and a touchdown wasn't enough.
It's those seven targets isn't enough, Chris. Mac Hollins had more targets than that. I'm still mad about that. I've been frustrated at that for a minute. He was open on a lot of the Z jukes they like to run. He was playing a Julian Edelman a little bit, and they had no answer for him inside. I don't know what's going on over there, but Josh McDaniels needs to figure it out. He needs to figure out that he has Devontae Adams, and you could throw Darren Waller.
Why are there not more designed looks for Devontae and Waller, and hell, even Hunter Renfrow? Like, you've got three legit guys in three different positions that you can scheme to get open because of their versatility in those different roles. It's not like you've got three wide receivers all playing the X position and they don't – like there's just no way to figure out getting them all the ball. You've got three guys in three completely different positions that can be schemed to get the ball. You can literally make plays for them. So I don't know what he was doing all offseason. I mean, you knew the entire offseason that these were three horses, that these three studs that you have – as weapons, as proven commodities in the NFL, because this is not the first year that they're showing up to do this stuff. All three of these guys have a proven track record. Well, I mean, Josh McDaniels is Josh is just proving that he is not an NFL head coach. That's all it comes down to for me. So far in two games, he does not look like a NFL head coach.
Yeah, it's more about, to me, I mean, even if you are scheming, I don't know what their game plan was. I mean, because I thought Adams was open a couple times and Carr went through the ball to Matt Collins. I didn't understand it. I had no idea what he was thinking. So, you know, to me, we have this thing with, like, for some reason in Raiders land and Raiders media, there's this thing about spreading the ball around, right? And, you know, I was thinking last night when I was, you know, going over my tape and I was like, you know, fixing my other podcast, is like, what great quarterback spread the ball around? And I was thinking, really none of them. I really haven't thought about a quarterback. Like, I mean, John Elway threw to Shannon Sharp, right? You know, that's all he threw to. I mean, Marvin Harrison had 205 targets 1 year for Peyton Manning. I mean, for the team. Then Reggie Wayne came and it went down to 150. So, you know, it's – wow. you know, and I was thinking, I'm trying to think of other great quarterbacks that, Tom Brady was Randy Moss and Wes Walker. He threw to two guys. Randy's not open.
Yeah, but he had two guys at the same time.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, we're getting to, no, like, why are you throwing to Matt Collins? He's irrelevant.
That's it right there. That's it right there. Why are you throwing the third, fourth, fifth guy on the depth chart? You got three guys to get the ball to. Three. There's three guys that you can put the – yes, there's three guys you can put the ball, and there's really no need to go anywhere else on the field. Like, even if you want to have them go through the progression, fine. One, two, three. You don't need to get to four and five because one of those three is going to be open just on their skill set alone.
See, the thing is that Derek Carr did that week one. And I don't know if Josh McDaniels is like, you need to get Matt Collins involved. You know, we need to spread the ball. Like, no, we do not need to spread the ball around. You know, they played like better last week and they lost to the Cardinals because they didn't throw to Devontae. And they played worse the week before and almost beat the Chargers because they threw to Devontae. So I hope that gets fixed. That's all I got to say, Chris, because if they want to win, we don't throw to Matt Collins. Because you know what happened in the second half? With Derek Carr, you know, he's the Z juke, right? Come on, man. You got Devontae Adams as your Z, and he's running the same route that Julian Edelman used to run all the time. And Wes Walker, you know he's going to beat that linebacker. You know. Like, what are you doing? And then you throw it to Matt Collins.
Just seeing the matchup. You've got Devontae on a linebacker. How's that not immediately where you're going with the football?
I don't know. It was like he was doing it on purpose. Like he was trying to get other guys involved. I don't know that was a coach. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that was him.
It might have been. It might have definitely been because Devontae, what did he have? What was the stat line in week one?
17 targets, 10 catches, 141.
Yeah, the only thing that makes sense is Josh came in to the film on the next day. We lost and we threw it to Devontae the way that we did. Spread the ball out. Get it to everybody. That's the only thing that makes sense. Actually, that's not the only thing that makes sense. They didn't finish the game. That's what makes the most sense. Your guys stopped playing because they thought that they already had it in the bag.
Yeah, yeah. And
Kyler made one throw. He made one throw. And that was the two-point conversion at the end of the game.
That was great.
That was the only throw that he made. And he better make that throw as an NFL quarterback. Like, you're an NFL quarterback. You're being paid like one of the elite quarterbacks in the game. You just have one throw like that all game.
All right. Enough of that because it's going to frustrate me. So the Packers didn't even have a fight. They had Justin Fields throw like, what, 11 times?
Seven completions for 70 yards.
He was 7 for 11, though.
Yeah, he was 7 for 11.
7 for 11, but he threw a pick, man. Like, so I didn't watch
the game. He threw a game-ending pick. I didn't either. It's the Bears. I don't care about the Bears anymore. My team was on primetime, and you know what? It was Sunday night, and I said, I'm tired, man. I don't want to watch it. We're going to win. The Bears are awful. I have zero faith in Justin Fields. He has no weapons around him. Did you know Aaron Rodgers was 12-0 in primetime games going into that into that game?
No.
Maybe it's not primetime games. He is. The Bears. It might have been. Well, against the Bears, his record is. There's a reason he gets to walk around saying that I own you in Chicago, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're right." I think it is season openers at Lambeau. He's 13-0 now. Season openers at Lambeau Field. I think that's the stat.
I mean, how patient is everybody going to be with Justin Fields? I mean, why are they throwing the ball 11 times? Nobody's trying to figure that out. Like, you're losing.
Well, his best throw was a flea flicker in their opening drive. It wasn't even a touchdown pass. It just got them into the red zone, I think, is what it was.
But you're losing.
And they scored. Chris,
dude, they're losing the whole game.
No, they took. I think they were up 7-3, if I remember correctly.
I worry about Justin. I just want him to get. I want some growth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
They did not put him in a position to be successful this season. They brought in a completely brand new staff, and then they did not put a single. You know what they did? You know what their biggest move was in the offseason?
Yeah.
They traded for N'Keal Harry. That was their biggest move in the offseason.
He didn't get a target or anything.
Dude, he's on IR. He's got an ankle injury. He's not even on the field.
Well, he needs to move to tight end, so that's what I say about N'Keal. He needs to kill just take the you're a great run blocker. Go ahead, just take the leap. Get in there, man. You probably work better against inside linebackers and safeties. I think you get open better.
You're not wrong.
Do it, N'Keal.
He's not a burner. He's not a burner. Well, right, they need some type of weapon. That might not be a bad move for him. But there's no reason to spend any more time on this game. Like, it was the Bears are awful. The Packers defense got a nice little warm up to get the season going, to get a little confidence under their belt. And we'll talk about week three here. In a little while.
All right. So let's get this started. Let's go Chargers, Chiefs, Chris. Chris got this one right. I got this one wrong. It's fine.
Well, I think I technically got it wrong because I said take the point. Well, it was -3.5, and it was a backdoor garbage time touchdown with a minute left in the game that was meaningless. So I didn't cover the spread.
Did I take the Chargers money line? I don't remember. Did I take the money line or did I take the +4?
I can't remember if you said money line. I don't know. You know what? We said money line on the Saints game. We both did. Okay. I think you might have took the points. You might have snuck out a win here with that little that little backdoor cover. That little backdoor cover. NFL's always good for it.
He's so tough. He covered. He's so tough with his broken ribs. He covered for me.
Get out of here, Justin.
I thought Mahomes struggled a little bit actually in this game. I thought he did. I think the Chargers defense is really showing that they're pretty good. Because I mean, how many pick sixes did he throw? He might have thrown two. I think Asante Samuels had a chance to have two touchdowns in that game. He dropped one of them. No, he actually dropped. It's a debate whether he caught one of them. I don't know how he dropped that one. That was thrown right to him. Pick six. He's walking in, and then he had the other one where he's walking in. And I'm really mad because he made some miraculous catch the week before against Derek Carr. So what is Mahomes putting the spin on this football? Like, how hard is he throwing the ball that nobody
that they're seriously dropping it? Yeah. Dude, that pick six was on Herbert, though. That was Mahomes didn't throw any pick sixes. Didn't throw any interceptions.
Mahomes did not throw
an interception.
He just dropped it. It was a house call. Game over.
Well, remember, Mahomes led the league and dropped interceptions. I think it was the season before.
Is it the sidearm spin that makes it difficult to catch? Like, I'm trying to figure out what it is. Like, people can't pick his bad decisions off.
Like, dude, we've been talking about it ever since he came into the league. What have I been saying since day one? Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. And they just... They don't happen.
And then Herbert throws his first bad pass in the traffic.
Pick six. See you.
Game over.
99 yards.
Yeah, I thought Herbert. I mean, that offense is so boring, and you know everybody's complaining now, and you know they're gonna have him on his third offensive coordinator in 3 years because Joe Lombardi's probably gonna get fired because you know, Justin Herbert has broken ribs now. I mean, I don't know, he has rib cartilage fracture, and they're trying to play it down, but he's not gonna be.
Dude, they won't stop comparing this injury to the puncture for. Oh my God! Why am I blanking? Thank you, Tyrod Taylor.
I just Herbert's is the king of volume stats, man. Like 33 of 48, 334, 7-point YPA though. It's like it's just the ultimate volume guy. He throws the ball 50 times. He hits it, and then he breaks every record. Like, wow, he's throwing 300 yards in 5 games, but like, yeah, he's throwing the ball 50 times. Okay.
Oh, look at what the Chargers did. 10 targets to Mike Williams, 10 targets to Everett, the tight end, 10 targets to Eckler. What is that? Is that their three best options? Did they target their three best options the most?
Interesting. There's no Matt Collins there? Oh yeah, no Matt Collins at 8 over your best receiver? Yeah, there's that. Interesting. All right, and then you go to the Chiefs, look at Kelsey. I mean, he didn't even throw, but Kelsey still had 7. The next closest guy had 4. So Mahomes is spreading the ball around, but he's still making sure that Kelsey gets the most. He's not spreading it around that much. That's my point.
MVS got the same amount of looks as Kelsey. He had 7 balls.
You know, and when Herbert, you know, he had to get clutch. I thought he almost threw a couple picks there. Chargers can't run the ball, so he's in trouble there too.
Yeah, no.
Austin Eckler is a fantasy disappointment. I know somebody drafted him first. Somebody out there did.
And they're really absolutely in the first round. I can name 2 people off the top of my head. I know multiple people that did that. I'm not going to shame them like that on this podcast. I'm not going to do that to them.
But they're upset. I'm sure they're mad.
One of them was an auction draft and they overpaid.
You're for sure like 20 touchdowns. Dog, he's like, he's 5'9", 200 pounds. He's a scat back. Guys.
But he had 9 catches. He's still, dude, Austin Eckler still had, because it is a PPR league. He had 9 catches for 55 yards. So like.
PPR are so cheap to me sometimes.
3.9 points just because of the yardage. Dude, he was still at like 15 points. That's so. Still at 15 points. Dude doesn't even run the ball and he's at 15 points.
Check down Herbie hitting Austin Eckler.
Herbert's got fantastic. Him on his fantasy. That fantastic 2.8 yards per carry.
Woo! Yeah. 9 catches, 55 yards, though, man. 9 catches, you know what I'm saying?
Nine catches, 55.
Longer 21. So, I think Herbert, he's playing within his offense. They kept him more controlled. He didn't get out the pocket, so he had to play within the crappy offense. And that's what happens. And he could try to make up with it, I guess, but – you guys need to be complaining about it. I saw everybody talking about all the short passes, the short passing offense. Oh my God. It's like, you know, Derek Carr didn't say they 2019, man. He'll deal with that. He'll deal with John Gruden doing slants and the slant every play and arches and same slant that there's hitch and stick. Like, deal with it, bro. I don't know. But the problem is,
still got 300 yards.
Right? Well, come on. 48 throws.
48 throws. Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm not disagreeing with you.
The offense is holding her back probably. I mean, because he's a coach's guy. The coach wasn't in the 30, he's gonna 30, right? So obviously the coach doesn't want him to 30. And I even read an article that he said that he's trying to change his cadence to be like Aaron Rodgers, and Joe Lombardi's like, I didn't like that idea. That's how our offense runs. He needs to be fired. I don't know. That comment, like, it's your quarterback, bro. He just threw 5,000 yards, and you're like, you know what? I don't want to listen to you. I don't care what you want to do. You're Drew Brees, not Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. But, yeah, that pick 6 was bad. Mahomes threw a bunch of picks and didn't get away with it. But then he had that one cool throw into sidearm. So that's all we care about. But I don't think he played that well. I think the Chargers defense is really good. I think they're going to keep them afloat. Because Herbert's going to struggle because he couldn't throw. I mean, I know he made that one dime, but I feel like that was all of his ribs, cartilage. He just was playing through the pain to make that throw down. And I'm sure he woke up the next day not being able to breathe really well. So,
yeah. That's a good transition, though. Somebody playing in pain. Jameis Winston broke his back.
Oh, Jameis.
And played in the game anyway. We saw some information come out pregame as we transition into the Bucks-Saints game, which was really close until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
7 minutes and 41 seconds left in the fourth quarter. At about that 9 minute, 8 minute mark, the referees said, okay, we can't do this any longer. And then Tom Brady got, was it back-to-back calls? One was on like a third down that threw an incompletion. It should have changed hands, gone back to the Saints. And there was a ghost call out there by the refs. And then Brady was able to finish off the drive with a 28-yard pass to Perryman. And that was the first touchdown of the game with 7 minutes and 41 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And at that point in time, Jameis Winston fell apart. He threw 3 interceptions in 5 plays.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Jameis throws 3 interceptions in 5 plays, and the Buccaneers score they score 17 unanswered points.
Oh, my God. 3 interceptions in 5 plays.
Good
Lord. One was a pick 6, too. I saw, look at this, 68-yard. Wow. So maybe I was watching that game early, and I was like, man, he looks like he has a broken back. and Tom looks old. I don't know what's going on with Tom, but I think you gotta stop.
Dude, it's the Saints. They just have his number.
Okay, we're gonna get the Cowboys next, but I mean, so are you saying you think the Cowboys defense is that good then too?
No, he didn't play well there before. I think Joe Burrow's that bad.
Oh. I mean, we're not gonna go there yet, but
no, I think the there's a legitimate pass rush there for the Dallas Cowboys. They can send 4, and when you get home with 4 against Tom Brady, that's the recipe for success. He's not gonna leave the pocket, and then they lose their left tackle. Like, there's already injury problems on the offensive line. Losing their left tackle, making things worse there. There is a recipe for disaster here for Tampa Bay, but when you get bailed out by the refs and then you get bailed out by Jameis and his broken back, like, not much else you can ask for.
I don't know, Chris. I'm just looking at Tom Brady's numbers. He played a little bit better the week before, but he's only had 1 touchdown, you know, 1 interception.
Well, he didn't have anybody to throw the ball to.
Okay. That's fine. All right. But this week
you got did, right? Scotty Miller led the team in targets with 8.
Week one or this week?
This week.
Okay. Right. I mean, if I'll take that as an excuse. I'll do that. It's fine. I'm just looking at these numbers, man. I don't know. He's on pace for 17 touchdowns right now, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Don't start the on pace stuff in week 2. I don't want to hear it.
He's on pace, bro. You know, he's got to pick it up.
I don't want to hear it. Not in week 2.
It's looking like 2019 New England. It's looking like 2019 New England.
All right, you want to do that? You want to do that? Then let's move on to our next game. Let's move on to the Dolphins and the Ravens and your quarterback of the century, Tua. How many touchdowns is he on pace for? He threw 6.
He's on pace for probably 50. He's about to have a 50 touchdown season, bro. All right, yeah, let's go to Tua. I like that. Let's talk about this game.
Let's talk about this game. I watched this game. You know who looked like hell for the first 3 quarters of this football game?
Who's that?
Tua. Tua looked like garbage for 3 quarters.
Uh-huh.
They were down 28-7 at halftime.
Yep.
Now, he started a good drive in the third quarter, but it was 3rd and long, and he threw a ball that should have landed in the stands that Mike Gesicki is asking for his black card because he jumped so high. There's no way that man's a white boy.
The second he got hops, man, that's the only thing he can do is jump and catch.
He can't. Did you? I could have watched that catch for another 30 replays. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible.
He can't be covered. It was incredible.
And then Lamar comes right back with an 80-yard touchdown run, and they're down three touchdowns going into the fourth quarter. You know what happened? Your Raiders gave up. The Ravens defense stopped playing. The Ravens offense stopped playing because they couldn't run the ball in the fourth quarter. I watched so many miscues on the Ravens defense. I watched Tua chuck the ball straight up in the air as far as he possibly could. I saw Tyreek Hill stop and wait for the football to come to him three times. I watched Jaylen Waddle stop on multiple occasions and wait for the ball to come to him. These guys were so wide open that Tua's underthrows were still like dimes. They looked like dimes because they were so wide open. Just so wide open.
He's getting them the football, Chris. They're wide open. Get them the football. You know?
They're wide open. Get them the football. Absolutely. Get the ball out of your hands. If there's a guy in the NFL that needs to get the ball out of his hands as soon as possible, it's Tua, because he will never be able to put the ball out in front of these guys and hit them in stride. It's never going to happen. These guys are they're the two fastest wide receivers in the NFL. And that was it. It was just those two guys.
Yeah, because basically what the Ravens did and what their issue was, they were playing the short stuff. And they're like the one touchdown to I think it was Hill or Waddle. I think it was Hill, and the guy didn't even guard him. He was just like,
no,
he's not gonna throw far.
Yes, and at the same time, there was breakdowns in the secondary because you're watching right as these touchdowns happen. If you take a peek back at the defenders, you got corners and safeties staring at each other, going, "What happened? What happened?" Tyreek Hill has a 60-yard bomb. Jaylen Waddle has a 59-yard bomb. Both of them had to stop on it. You've got 13 targets for Tyreek Hill, and that's only because he cramped up. He missed the first half of the fourth quarter with cramps. They took him into the locker room and shot him up with an IV to get him moving again. Waddle had 19 targets. The next closest guy is Gesicki with 4. So
yeah, man.
The Ravens blew it. The Ravens blew it in the fourth quarter.
I was mad, Chris, because I was playing Tyreek. I had Jaylen Waddle, and I was playing Tyreek Hill. I was pissed. I was like, "Come on, man!
Dude, how unlucky am I? Oh, how unlucky are you? I played against two different fantasy leagues. Both guys had Lamar Jackson at quarterback.
Oh wow!
One of them had Tyreek Hill at wide receiver. The other one had who else had a monster day? Somebody almost put 200 fantasy points on me. Like, everybody on his team went off.
That's crazy.
Lamar scored 55 points in this one league.
Yeah, because he had the 75-yard touchdown.
He had the 79-yard touchdown run. He threw three touchdown passes, and he threw for over 300 yards and rushed for over 100. Lamar Jackson is putting up his MVP numbers, and the Ravens still blew it. That defense cannot finish.
Yeah, I wonder about Tua because, you know, to be honest, I think a lot of it had to do with them not expecting him to throw deep like that. And we can debate that.
He threw interceptions in the first half.
I know that, Chris. But that's my point. My point is that
he was bad. He was bad until the fourth quarter.
They were not expecting it. Hey, but what do I say, Chris? When is a quarterback supposed to be great?
In garbage time? In garbage time. There's 21 points. The Ravens defense gave up. They're looking at each other like, wait, who's supposed to be back in that part of the field? What's Tyreek Hill doing back there? What's Jaylen Waddle doing back there? How did we forget about the two most important guys on this field?
Oh, I don't know.
But drives me through the roof.
I will say starting this fourth quarter down 21 is not garbage time. You need one more stop, and then it becomes garbage time. Because if they go score, then
bro,
then
down three touchdowns in the fourth quarter in the NFL, you know what I'm talking about. Your team did the same thing. Gave up, stopped playing, three scores. They won't come back from three scores. I mean, certainly the Jets won't come back being down 30-17 with a minute 55 left. Oh,
yeah.
Are we going to start having – is Joe Flacco elite conversations?
Joe Flacco just is smart, and guess who he threw to a lot?
Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
His best targets. Receiver.
14. Wow.
Must be nice. Somebody's getting promoted off my bench and put into the starting lineup. Thanks, DJ Chark, for the big fat zero this week after putting up 20 points in week one. Really appreciate that one.
I'm sorry. This is like the ultimate Joe Flacco line. I know we're skipping it, but it'd be a 26-44 for 307 and four touchdowns. It's just kind of like
– four. He threw four. Nick Chubb ran for three touchdowns. Oh,
but he ran for a touchdown late that gave him the ball back, didn't he? People were mad about that.
Yeah, the one minute and 55 seconds left to put him up 30-17. But like, what do you want him to do? Like, are you expecting Corey Davis to catch a 66-yard touchdown pass? No. Are you expecting an onside kick to get recovered? No. Are you expecting Flacco with 22 seconds on the clock to throw a laser to Garrett Wilson from 15 yards out? No. Like, it was very, very, very improbable. There were so many improbable finishes in this game.
All right, Chris.
Something I want to say before we move on to a different game. Russell Wilson's awful. He does not know how to play in this offense.
He just played a cover two team. We'll give him a chance. He played a cover two team.
He didn't even throw for 50%. His completion percentage was not even 50%.
I just love Lovie Smith because Lovie Smith was he was in Illinois and he saw all the teams playing too high. He was like, wait a second. He came back, got a job back, and got the Texans playing no defense. He's like, oh, this is a too high league now? What? I can play Tampa too. And he's back in the league and had Russell Wilson look confused. That's why I think the Raiders can beat the Broncos because
oh, dude, I think you're beating the Broncos for sure.
Yeah, because we play cover two a lot, and then he's going to – Russell Wilson was terrible, bro. He was. I was mad that they won that game. So I was like, man.
Something to bring up. I know that you wanted to talk about it. Something to touch on before we finish recapping last week. Down goes Trey Lance.
Yeah, Trey Lance goes down.
Who needs quarterback drama when he's just going to go out with a season-ending injury?
Yeah, exactly. And it goes back to my theory. Like, if you have a running quarterback, that's what you might have. That's going to happen. Everybody wants a running quarterback until he breaks his ankle.
He broke it in two places. He broke it high on his leg. Like, wasn't it his fibula that broke and then lower in his ankle too?
Yeah, and now people are saying, "Oh, we shouldn't have ran him." Like, but you guys wanted him to run. Like, see, that's
right. This is what you signed up for. You signed up a guy who's better at running than he is at throwing.
Fans don't make up their mind; they basically just change their mind on the fly to whatever you say to them. This is it annoys the hell out of me. But Jimmy G came in, bro, and made Geno Smith look like Geno Smith again. And he's like, "I can run this offense."
Jimmy knows what he's doing, man. And we'll see.
Like, we're going to Super Bowl again.
They're going to run that. They're going to run that offense exactly like they did last year. You can count on all the numbers being the same as they were last year. That defense is going to be looking good for him too. The Niners are looking to win that division this year. Mm-hmm. They got their quarterback there now.
Debo Sanders like, damn, Trey, that sucks, man. I hope you get better. All right, Jimmy, let's go win. Let's go
win. Let's go, man. Let's go. We're going to Super Bowl.
I know Niners fans are pissed, man. They hate their quarterback who just keeps taking to the NFC Championship game. They hate that guy. Replace him.
You want to talk to me about a quarterback that only takes you to an NFC Championship game? Get out of here with that. Move on. Bengals, Cowboys. Let's get this out of the way too.
Bengals, Cowboys, the Cooper Rush game. Cooper Rush. Is Cooper Rush better than Dak Prescott?
Oh, God.
This is just so disrespect to Dak Prescott. You know, we used to kill Dak Prescott a lot, but he's got a lot better, man. That's not fair. Joe Burrow is the topic of discussion here. He's missed another six sacks. He's been sacked 15 times already this season, or maybe
everybody's trying. Everybody's putting it on the offensive line. They won't even talk about how he is bailing pockets and holding the ball too long and putting himself in bad scenarios. He is the reason for those sacks, and everybody's putting it on the offensive line.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's funny because I said this on the quarterback list. I straight up said, if he does not adjust to how teams are playing him, he is going to regress. And look what is happening. Teams are playing the same thing the Titans did. They're doing too high, making him get off his first read, and then he starts circling. He starts running in a circle. He starts running and trying to make a play, like trying to break like eight tackles in the back. He's like, I'm a running back. I'm Joe Burrow. You know, and you can't tackle me. What's a sack? I'm tough. You know, it's yeah. And then you're sacked six times, and then what's happening this year? He thinks he's Tom Brady, right? Getting field goals to win games and tie games, but he doesn't have Adam Vinatieri. So
no. Well, he doesn't have. Listen, he doesn't have a bad kicker.
I know, but.
Evan McPherson's not a bad kicker. Dude was 3 for 3. He drilled one from 50. So it's not on the kicker. It's on this one's 100% on Joe. Taking all those sacks, can't put his team in a good position. I'm sorry. This is going to keep happening. My prediction of the Bengals not making the playoffs is I'm going to stick hard with it. They're going to be the third best team in their own division. I think Pittsburgh can figure out a way to play better than the Bengals.
Yeah, because they're not losing like how the Raiders are. The Raiders are just losing because they're idiots. They're losing because they're getting busted. Because
Mitch Trubisky's their quarterback. Yeah. Do you see? They're already calling for Ken. The fans are trying to get Kenny in there.
Well, of course they are. Because I mean, they lost to Matt Patricia's offense.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad.
You know, Trubisky is just—he's just Mitch. He's bad. He's bad.
He's not good. All right, last game to recap. Monday night football.
Okay, but hold on. You don't want to talk about Trevor Lawrence, man? His coming out party, or he's just playing the Colts? That's why I wanted to totally talk about. He's just playing the Colts.
They own the Colts, man. Matt Ryan threw three interceptions. Like the Jaguars own the Colts. But let's be very serious about one thing. That defensive line for the Jaguars is going to cause serious problems in the NFL.
Look at Trevor Lawrence about to make the playoffs with the Jags in a second. Win the AFC South, Trevor Lawrence.
Dude, AFC South is so bad. You're not wrong, though. Jacksonville, aren't you number one in the division right now?
Yeah, man. They got the best defense.
1-1. 1-1, they got the best defenses right.
If the Texans had a quarterback, I would go to the Texans I think the Texans have the better defense. And they will for the long term because they got Petrie, they got Singletary, and they got all those dudes that they're drafting.
Yeah, they're going to have the long run. Yeah, well, I don't know. The Jaguars keep drafting the way that they are defensively. That's like they got the talent up front. Now they just need to draft some talent in the back end. Or find somebody in the back end. They got the money.
You ever wonder if Deshaun Watson watches the Texans at home and sees all those good players that got on defense now? He's like, man, if I just would have shut up.
All right, now we're definitely moving on. We're definitely moving on. Eagles, Vikings. You want to talk about Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is maximizing the talent around him. I think he's playing really well.
You know what? I agree with your first statement. I don't agree with your second statement. He's playing well with what he's doing. Did you see his throw chart? Did you see where that ball was going?
I'm pretty sure it was super short.
Everything. There was everything that he threw. Well, hold on. Let me be clear. There were 20, he had 26 completions.
Okay.
25 of them were all under 20 yards.
Okay.
I think about 15 of them were inside of 5. Actually, it might be closer to 20. If he continues to play within the offense like that, I'll agree with you. But if that's what his tendencies are going to be, he's going to play against way better defense than the Minnesota Vikings. That's a bad football team. That's a really bad football team. And the Eagles defense just gave him the blueprint on how to shut down the blueprint on how to shut down Justin Jefferson. Dude was playing against a quarterback that's almost 40, and he got owned. Absolutely owned.
Well, yeah, I think Jefferson, I think Slay was he was ready for that game. He was probably, he had that game circled. He probably watched Justin Jefferson every move. He even said that on when he's doing his top 100. He said, "I circled this game. Yeah, I'm ready for Justin." So I think that was more him. But you know, yeah, he had two passes over 20 yards. He had two passes over 20 yards.
Right? Oh, but two.
He did have 10, he did work the intermediate part of the field. 10 throws, 32%. Yeah, he just
hold on, stop right. Did you just try to say he worked the intermediate part of the field with 10 passes, but his completion percentage was what?
It was 83%.
83.
So he's 7 for 10.
Okay, I thought you said 33%. I was like, I'm sorry, what? He completed 3 out of 10 throws.
32% of his attempts were intermediate. 32% of the attempts.
Okay. Okay.
But 60% of the attempts were short. So you do have a point.
He better be able to complete that ball less than 10 yards down the field. And with the speed that he has with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, like those guys need the ball in their hand as soon as possible.
Yeah, so, I agree. And he's still getting sacked behind like the best offensive line in the league, which I think is funny. Give me that
offense. Dude, he just runs.
Las Vegas.
He fumbled again, too. He got lucky that Miles Sanders recovered it. But he fumbled again, too, running around the way that he does. So
can we switch here? Can we switch offensive lines? I would love for him to play up with mine, which he could do his thing, you know, and you know, make some plays, and then Derek Carr could be comfortable back there. So if we could switch,
well, you know, I appreciate that. That might be coming. That offensive line's getting old fast.
I don't know. You know, I like Dave Ziegler and how he doesn't like first round picks. You know, how much do you want for Lane Johnson? Like if we give you like a first and a second for Lane, do you give him up so we can have a right tackle? I think that'd be great. Him and Colt Miller, you know. I think that would work. I don't know. But I'm really jealous. I don't know why Jalen has this guy, and he has his offensive line, and he's still running. Like, what are you running? Where are you going? Nobody's getting past these guys. Where are you going?
Right.
He's still scrambled 5 times. Like, why? Why are you scrambling? You don't have to scramble, bro. Come
on, dude's man. Out of control. Dude's out of control. And let's pump the brakes. He played the Vikings at home. The Vikings will not win a road game this year.
I know that, Chris, but you know, I'm still giving props. He played well. I thought he's playing the offense, second year in the offense. I think Sirianni is really good at building the offense around him. Got some comfortable in the offense, and he has intangibles. So the team likes him. They're gonna play well for him. I think he's gonna keep winning.
You know, I do too.
Go ahead.
It's the Eagles and the Commanders is who I think will be fighting for the division title.
Not a Cooper Rush, as I say. Not a Cooper Rush, as I say. You know, all right.
let's get into week three. All right, how are you feeling about your game on the road against the Titans?
I don't know because I'm scared of Jeffrey Simmons. So I.
You're a 2-point favorite as of right now.
I mean, they should win that damn game, but we'll see.
They absolutely should.
Could Derek Carr get a pass off? You know, I'll feel more comfortable if Andre James plays, and then Dilla Parham will play because he's better than Lester Cotton. I think Lester Cotton will get baptized, and so probably so will John Simpson. You know, big John Simpson fan, but he's probably gonna get baptized too. You know, Bud Dupree's not playing though, so we're okay. Harold Landry and Bud Dupree probably won't play, so we're a little better there.
Landry's done for the year, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of double team him. But then I'm still worried about Danico Autry because, you know, this is his, you know, he loves playing the Raiders. So we let him go for no damn reason. And we still need, you know, we still need defensive tackle help. I don't know what the point of that was. We needed like a defensive tackle for like 3 years and they let him go. He's just balling everywhere else, just getting paid and stuff and getting sacks, 6 sacks a year from defensive tackle. We're just like, oh, where's our defensive tackle? But you know, I'm nervous there. But other than that, man.
I'm giving you the W and I think you cover.
They better win that game.
I think you cover.
At this point, the Cardinals game was my win. So that was the real circle. So,
oh, dude. And you were and then there. Watching. I feel so bad for you. You were there. You were at the game. That's why I didn't text you on purpose. I couldn't do that to you while you were there. You were physically there.
And to be honest, Chris, I felt it. You said it was like the game was over. As soon as they went down, as soon as they got the ball at the second half, and I saw what they started to do, I was like,
your guys gave up, bro. That's it, plain and simple. Hopefully that doesn't come to pass this week. I think you get the W. I think you cover.
All right, who the Packers got?
Packers have one of the games of the week, to be honest. They get Tampa Bay in Tampa.
Oh, are we getting our last Tom Brady versus
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Now, here's the thing. The Buccaneers, they got nobody. Their injury report is not looking good. Julio Jones is probably out. Mm-hmm. Godwin might be out. Mike Evans is suspended, isn't he?
Yes.
So their top three wide receivers are out, and they lost one of their starting defensive tackles in who's the guy they brought in from Chicago? My gosh, why is his name blanking on me?
Akeem Hicks.
Yeah, Akeem Hicks is already out. But like every single one of their wide receivers is questionable. Like all of them. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide receivers on the injury report, and they all are tagged as questionable. And you've got their sixth wide receiver, Mike Evans, out because of suspension. And we had one, Rashad Perryman was limited participant today. Scotty Miller was a limited participant, and Russell Gage was a limited participant. Chris Godwin and Julio Jones did not practice today.
But Godwin played last week, right?
I think he was out. He didn't play last week.
Well, he played week one.
He played week one, and they brought him back from the ACL injury, and he tweaked his hamstring. More than tweaked. Like, he's going to miss 2 weeks in a row.
I'm going to go with the Bucs -1 on this one, Chris.
Get out of here. You're going to take the Bucs
with only reason
any wide receivers.
The only reason is because your team ran the ball like 40 times last week, and you're not gonna be able to run the ball this week. So,
what are you talking about? They don't have one of their key pieces in the middle of the line of scrimmage.
Vita Vea's out.
No, exactly. Vita Vea's. I'm not saying that he's some easy matchup. I know that he's going to be difficult, but Akeem Hicks not being in there's a big damn deal.
They still got Devin White, Levante David, bro. Like, they got linebackers. I mean, you're not going to be
able to run. That's fine. We got Elton Jenkins is back.
You're not going to be able to do what you did last week, which is just run the ball. And Aaron Rodgers is a nice little play action. Those are Sammy Watkins for 40 yards. It's not going to happen. That's all I'm going to tell you. So I'm going Bucks.
Bucks, the disrespect. The disrespect coming at me like that.
I know.
Give me the 1 point for my Packers. I'm taking the Packers in their 1 point.
Okay. All right. What else we got? What else we got here?
I think probably the game of the week is Dolphins Bills.
Okay. Now this is gonna be an interesting game because, you know,
it's not gonna be an interesting game, Marcus. Not even in the slightest. No.
You're sleeping on the Dolphins defense. I think you're sleeping on the Dolphins defense. I think they played.
No, I'm not sleeping on the Dolphins defense. I am not saying that the Bills are going to score 40 points. I'm saying the Bills will probably score like 17 to 24 points, but the Dolphins aren't going to score any.
You don't think they're going to score any points, huh?
They might get a field goal, maybe. I have no faith in Tua against this defense. Zero.
This game's going to be like 17 to 14.
Zero faith in Tua against this defense of Buffalo.
Definitely a 17-14 matchup right here. 17-14. I think Allen's going to struggle a little bit. I think this will be his first time struggling. We're all MVP.
I'll agree with that. He'll struggle a little. Maybe take that first half under just to confirm everything.
Mm-hmm.
But Bills are getting 6 points. I definitely think the Bills win by a touchdown. So take the Dolphins. Bills minus six.
I'm going Dolphins plus six on this one.
Wow.
I think the Dolphins will cover at least.
I have zero faith in Tua. I'm trying to. Spike drafted him in an auction draft. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to trade him before this week starts because I think he's going to lay just a massive goose egg here this week.
I see. I'm mad. I'm looking at these stats right now, the quarterbacks. I'm mad I didn't get any Kirk Cousins slander this week. You know,
he threw. What do you mean you didn't get any? You want it? Here it is. Cousins, not a good quarterback. He played in his Super Bowl in week one against a Packer team that made mistakes and the Vikings made good plays. They shouldn't have won week one. There's your slander. How about that?
You know, and he's got the Lions this week. Lions are, you know, they're the third in scoring right now. They scored 71 points the first two games.
Uh-oh. They make me a little nervous because they're on the road. I can't trust them on the road. I want to in the worst way. God, would that feel amazing for the Lions to go to Minnesota and win. But that, like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's eight games a year that you can guarantee the Vikings are going to win. They're all going to be home games.
Yep.
And it's a division game. So I think the Vikings, I like the Lions plus six.
I'm going Lions plus six too, because I don't think I
that's going to be, that'll be a late touchdown for a backdoor cover.
Because if you can't stop the Eagles running the football, you are not stopping the Lions running the football. Because they got the most diverse run game in the football.
Oh, yeah. Bailey
will eat you alive. So if you can't stop the run with the Eagles, you ain't stopping the run with this team. I'll tell you that right now. So because they run everything. They'll run outside zone one play, and they'll run inside zone, then they'll run power, mm-hmm. and they'll run a power O. Then they'll switch back to outside zone, and they might mix outside zone and power together. And then, you know, it's super diverse run game. It's an awesome run game to watch. And I think the Lions, they're going to give you trouble for that division. You already called it, Chris, but they're going to give you trouble.
I told you, man. Second in the division, making the playoffs. I'm sticking with it.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel really good about my Jared Goff at 15. You know, I really feel
– I like – hey, let's go, Jared.
YPA is a little ugly. It's fine. YPA is a little ugly. He started off really bad last week. He's catching up. But, you know, let's go, Jared. Let's go. Show him. You and Matthew Stafford got the same record right now. All right, here we go.
Broncos get another primetime game this week. So okay. Russell Wilson gets to embarrass himself for the second time in the public's eye. Sunday night against the Niners. The Niners are -1.5.
See,
-1.5.
I'm taking the Broncos on this one because Russell Wilson is a San Francisco 49er killer when he's healthy. When he's healthy, he kills these guys all the time. And
that defense is going to swallow him whole.
Maybe. It might. But he's played really well against the Niners his whole career. So even last year when he wasn't, you know, the best on his best stuff. His best game was against the Niners when he was healthy. The second time they played, his fingers broke or whatever, but he didn't play well. But first time, he did pretty good. So I'm going Broncos on that one, just because I think he's a good against 49ers. That's just my opinion.
I got another division game to bring up here really quickly. Okay. Eagles at the Commanders. Eagles are -6.5. Commanders cover.
Oh, I was about to say, is this your upset of the week?
No, cover. cover.
Oh, they cover. Okay.
I'm not giving them the win. I'm giving them the cover.
You're trusting that defense? You're trusting Jack Del Rio, huh? Hmm.
I love that defensive front. That front four is really good. I'm waiting for them to figure it out.
Okay, Chris. Let's go two more games. These games are kind of
here's another game. Are you ready for another scare to a potential Super Bowl appearing team? Jaguars +7 against the Chargers. An injured Justin Jefferson against that front four.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think the Jags win that game.
And the Chargers don't play home games.
And we start.
They don't play home games.
So, and the thing is that, you know, we're going to start crowning the other long-haired guy after this game, I think.
I would love to see that. It's time to talk about him.
Because I don't think Herbert's going to play well, man. And I feel bad for him because I know he's going to tough it out. He's probably going to play the whole rest of the year with that injury. But he's not gonna play.
It'll be a pain for him the entire time.
He's not going to play well. Like, and if he does, that'll be amazing. But I just can't see him consistently dealing with that injury, especially with his offensive line. His offensive line is good, but like I think Herbert, he likes to he doesn't mind taking hits and stuff like that because he's huge. But right. you got these they're gonna be coming after him, bro. Trayvon Walker looks like he's every fits the bill. Josh Allen's just balling out there.
Oh, and he's killing it.
And then Trevor Lawrence got smart this week and did not throw to Zay Jones, so they won the game. So
I need to see more Travis Etienne out there. I need to see more
of him. Yeah. Christian Kirk, man, earned that money though.
He earned it this week.
$20 million, man. And but I will say the Chargers are gonna play really good defense, and like Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa are balling. They're playing their asses off. And that shows Asante Samuel in that back end. Man, they don't even need J.C. Jackson, in my opinion. J.C. Jackson came in there and gave a touchdown to Justin Watson. I'm going with that one. I'm gonna go that one.
You're gonna go straight up. Jaguars are winning.
My other upset of the week, even though I don't want to do this, and I'm probably an idiot, because I'm gonna go Cardinals over Rams.
Oh, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk.
You know why? Because I'm looking at Matthew Stafford right now, and man, is he struggling? What is wrong with him? I haven't even talked about him. He's doing two interceptions last week. Did the Falcons almost beat them?
No, they had the game in the bag. He was probably just doing some no look passes, trying to warm up. Jalen Ramsey talking all that crap. Okay, you got an interception off the Falcons. Really? You were. Oh, that's game. It's the Falcons. It better be game.
That's
dude.
What I'm
Do
saying.
Do your job.
How
Do your
good
job.
Are the Rams? How good are the Rams? That was a close game, man. That was still fourth quarter, 31-25.
That was one of those. They started closing down shop, and they actually turned it back on. That terrifies me more than a team that shuts it down and loses. A team that shuts it down and still pulls off the win, because they're going to continue to think that they can flip the switch on and off. And in a big game, they're going to blow it.
Well, I just realized the Cardinals are home, so they're going to lose. Because Kyler Murray is only good on the road for some reason.
He can't bring the Xbox with him. I don't think he can bring that on the road.
I guess
so. He set that locker room up so where he's got that right there. So it's too much of a distraction. On the road, he doesn't have nothing better to do than to look at the playbook. I don't want to hear. Here's the I don't want to do it, but I'm gonna do it for me. Mm-hmm. You know, the Jets got a little bit of momentum here, and they got the Bengals coming to town after two losses. Do they put the Bengals at 0-3? They're only five point favorites against the Jets. They're only 5 point favorites. That's a pretty decent pass rush there. In New York for the Jets. Joe Flacco's the lead again. Let's go, Jets. Win. Money line. Money line and the points. There you go. That's my last word. Actually, you know what my last word is, Marcus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we got to the hour mark. I'm sad that our Arizona State program fell off a cliff the way that it did. But Thank you, Herm, for putting us almost back on the map.
Thank you, Herm, for all the first round picks that you put in the NFL.
He did. He put a bunch of first round picks in the league. He did it. And that's probably why he got in trouble with the recruiting. Mm-hmm. But I hope they bring in somebody to keep that program in an upward.
Go find one of these quarterbacks that are just like doesn't have a job right now or something. There's got to be somebody that could transfer here. I mean, Emory Jones, not going to work. There's got to be some other guy that like somebody.
You got to get a coach. You got to get a coach in here first. You got to get a coach in here first that'll bring a guy.
A Penn State guy is like 6'5", 250. Go get him. But how much money does he want? $2 million? NIL? We could offer money now, right? NIL, what?
Hey, they're building stuff like crazy in Tempe. There's no reason we can't put a little NIL money in to get a quarterback.
Who's got to sponsor him? Like, that dude's like 6'4". He's not even playing over there. They got Sean Clifford playing. He's probably not happy right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he's up next.
Let's go. Let's get some talent.
I'll get one of these guys.
You can throw the ball to Chad Johnson's kid. Didn't you know we got Chad Johnson's kid? Come and throw the ball to him.
USC literally went and stole Jordan Addison from Pittsburgh. That's actually true.
That's very, very true.
That's all you got to do now. Go steal somebody. Who's Alabama backup? Who's he? Who's that guy? Go find him. What's he doing right now?
Don't go to Alabama. They only get like one quarterback every 40 years to come out of it. That's good. Go to Ohio State. Go take one of the Ohio State kids. Hey, and they got some kids in Texas, some like number one and number twos out of their high school classes. They're not going to play because they're bringing Archie Manning in there. Come over. Leave Texas. Come here to Arizona State.
Yeah, what's Quinn Ewers doing? Quinn, you know you're not beating out
Quinn. Archie. Yeah, Quinn, you're not getting in there. You're not going to play at Ohio State. Come, they like white boys with flowy blonde hair in Arizona.
Out here, come on, man, you fit right in. You fit right in, Quinn. I saw some.
He would love Scottsdale. He would love Scottsdale.
You would love it here. Come ball out. You know, with the Pac-12, they got teams leaving. USC's leaving. Let's go, man. Let's go.
There it is. That's the perfect way to end it. Hit him with the socials, Marcus.
All right, guys. ALPA_QB1 for Twitter. ALPA_QB1 for Instagram. A Little Puck Awareness for Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at @TheMarkJohnNFL for me, @KingManolos for Chris. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button if it's your first time listening, if you're checking this out. Thank you guys for listening to this, and we're going to keep pushing it out and for you guys every single week. And, you know, check out some of our money lines. If some of our money lines help some of you guys win some money, let us know, you know. All right, Chris, any last thoughts before we get out of here?
No, that was a good way to end it. I like that.
All right, guys. We'll see you.